Keep holding hands. The spirits are close. They're here.
I don't think this is a good idea. I don't know.
Hold hands. Don't let go of Jeffrey's hands.
Sorry, mine's really sweaty, guys. I'm so nervous.
Spirit. Make yourself known, spirit.
Or don't. It's fine if you don't want to.
How long do I have to keep doing this?
Well, the tape recorder broke, so how long was it?
That was about 1 minute. How long does it take to summon a spirit?
Do you want me to take over? Maybe that'll calm me.
Hi, can you do the waves for a bit? Okay. Hey, hold hands.
The spirit is getting closer. The spirit is in the room with us. I feel the presence.
I don't feel anything.
You just go along with it, Margaret.
Okay, sorry.
Right.
Okay. Hold
hands. We are about to, on camera, make a scientific breakthrough.
Alan, are you okay there? You look like you're going to drop over.
I know, if it stops complaining.
Right, why don't you do it for a bit?
Because I'm leading the seance. Spirit?
Sorry.
What are you doing here?
I'm so sorry.
We didn't invite you.
You fucking summoned me.
It's the spirit!
I'm so
We've
sorry.
Done it!
I'm so sorry, I was late. I'm so sorry. Traffic
sorry.
From hell was immense.
No, it's just he looks like my dad, and it gave me a big...
What?
You look
spirit.
Like my dad.
Identify
you?
Yourself, spirit. Keep holding hands, everyone.
Okay, I'll do the...
Do I really need an introduction? All right, I'll identify myself for
are,
you.
Are you my
for,
dad?
For the sake of science.
I look like your dad, honey. You're about to have some severe issues. I am known by many names. Lightbringer. Morning Star, but I tend to go by Lucifer.
Yeah.
Ah, hey, buddy, fist bump. Hey, see,
Lucifer.
I'm not so scared.
Hang on.
Lucifer himself.
Yeah.
You're
yes.
the devil.
Fallen angel.
Yeah.
I prefer to think of him as more.
Guys, this isn't
fallen
good.
Fallen angel is a bit of a non-PC term. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Sir, Morning
the
Star.
Preferred terminology is.
I've bitten off
devil.
More than I can chew.
This
devil.
Is all your fault.
What do you mean, bit off more than you can chew? I just can't say
I thought we were just going to get someone's dead grandmother.
Do you know what? I was
There's been some sort of mistake. I did not expect to get...
Listen.
Will you go back after this? Are you...
What do you mean? Well,
are you
back
here
back
now?
This is a really weird interview, guys.
Are
okay.
you...
I've come all the way from hell, right? I have a very, very busy day, and...
Okay,
you
can
know,
stop that noise.
Sorry.
Actually, the ooing was the reason I came. Your
I told
so
you that would
sincere.
Work.
Oh, thank you.
My ooing wasn't
guys,
good enough.
Your ooing was a little subpar, yeah. I mean, you would have done well for...
Beelzebub?
Beelzebub.
Can we...
I have a job for you when you die, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, you are going to hell. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
No, that's fine.
But it was because...
This is weird.
You know what?
No,
know
I know. I've known for a long time.
You
why
know
does
what
he...
You did.
I've known
he
for
like
a long
the devil
time.
So much?
You know what you did. But we really like you, Dancer.
That's why he kills the bunnies.
You're in for a great time. Honestly, you got a job.
Really?
No torture for you.
Yes.
Just eternity in hell, unfortunately.
Really? No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
You and the other
I prefer
hand.
A warmer
you
climate.
The other hand. You, yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, you're going
Me?
Upstairs. Yeah. You're going upstairs. Thank God.
I knew it.
Thank you for
I'm going to
her.
Heaven.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yay.
And I'm glad I spoiled that one because no one deserves it more.
I'm
no
a
one.
Really good person.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Live?
Yes, Roger.
Right.
We've been live.
Hang on.
We've been live for the past 6 minutes.
Hang on.
Roger, we're live.
I know. Okay. Hello, everybody in Dumbracken. Happy Halloween. It's me, Roger Sterling, coming at you live from Dumbracken 105.7. You know how it is. It's Halloween. I hope everyone's having a great night, all going out, getting their little candies, dressed to the nines. I'll make sure I have a little surprise for any of you listeners who are listening here today on Halloween itself. We've got a bunch of a little trick-or-treater, a couple of guests into the studio here, which is incredible. So I'm going to have them come in. They're going to introduce themselves, tell the viewers here what they're, the viewers, listen to me. We got the listeners here, tell them what they're dressed as. Cut that bit. I'm going to do that bit again. We're going to have the listeners come in. Cut this all out. Cut this.
Roger, we're live. We've been live for the past 7 minutes.
We're going to have the listeners.
Do you want me to send in the first guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello! Oh my god, who are you supposed to be?
It's complicated. I'm a two-legged horse.
You're a two-legged horse.
My girlfriend broke up with me. She was supposed to be the back legs, just to clarify.
What if I wanted to be the head, Rachel? Why, like, come on.
Sarah, is this why you broke up with me?
Rachel, right, it's one of the reasons. I'm going to be completely dead honest with you right now.
Sarah, I didn't think the horse, like, came into it.
We had an all, like, row about it in front of my parents.
This is about this.
Yes, I was sobbing because I want to be with you. I think you're my person, you know?
But I think that was well about you. But we
you can't be always like it anymore.
You can't always be the head of the horse, Rachel.
Okay, all right. Simmer down. Keep it down. Okay.
Shut up, you.
We're having a moment.
It's interesting that you both came to the studio.
We share a car. I've got to go to work after this. Rachel, can you still drive me? I'm still banned from driving.
Sarah, I'd rather that you get a taxi. If this is official, I just can't be your taxi driver, you know? Like, you can't rely on me for these things.
I never said that.
No, I know. Okay. I know you never said it, but it feels like it's unfair.
We can't have this every freaking Halloween.
Well, we're gonna get to our next trick-or-treaters here because...
Much, listeners. I am so sorry.
Hey, Alex, I don't mean to alert you, but I think I'm a reverse vampire. My incisors have fallen out. I've been throwing up blood. I've been drawn towards churches.
Ricky,
I feel more mortal than ever.
Ricky,
being twice as mortal as the average man.
I want you to take time off. Please go to the doctor.
You see, this is the problem. You have disinvited me, and I want to stay here more than ever.
No, I will take the doctor to you if you want. I know there's like some sort of grudge between you and Michaels, but I think you should go see him. Put it in the past.
It's not a grudge. It's a vendetta. Besides, this is unrelated to that. This is unrelated to me not seeing a doctor. I've become a reverse vampire. You can see by all the... See my incisors? They're gone.
I don't want to look
They're
at that.
Gone.
That's gum. I know that's see, gum. It's grey.
I'm not drinking blood. I'm constantly throwing it up.
Yeah, this doesn't look good in front of customers, okay?
I've been trying to hypnotize them. They're unresponsive.
Okay, so, yeah.
I, on the other hand, I'm more responsive than ever.
More responsive? To what?
I said, susceptible. The customer says, I would like a refund. I go, no problem. Take the money. Even if the product's wide open and covered in blood, and I still take it.
Hey, boys. I'm kind of worried at the minute. I got bit by a dog last week, and every time I go into the sun, I grow some more hair.
This is the other thing. I burn in the moonlight.
What?
I'm a reverse vampire.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm a reverse dog.
Really?
Yeah.
A reverse
Hold
dog,
on, let's,
but
let's,
you get more hair?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's try this. Catch the ball. You feel the need to fetch it?
No.
Well,
reverse dog. A dog would want to fetch the ball.
But I do want to get rid of your meal.
You want to get rid of my mail?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't
it's
do that.
It's mostly junk. It's fine. It's junk in court orders.
Okay, well,
it's fine.
I was going to say, if you just destroy the mail, that's not,
yeah.
like, legal. But someone has been destroying my post.
And again, if they summon me, I don't want to go. A vampire would welcome the invitation.
I'm sure if a vampire is, like, invited to a church or something like that, they'd say
See,
no.
church, I feel comfortable at.
Okay. So you are just a perfectly normal person because you're
no,
a reverse...
No, before, I didn't feel comfortable at churches. Now I feel great at them.
Also, I don't want to fight him anymore. I used to want to fight you all the time. I don't want to fight you.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Just while we're, you know, getting everything out in the open, I just wanted to flag that I think I'm, like, reverse Frankenstein's monster. I want to donate my organs to science.
Tell me about it.
Wow.
With the amount of drinking you've been doing, I would not do that.
All right, okay, less of the passag, but like...
No, I'm being
it
direct.
It was an
I'm...
office event. It's fine.
She drank all of her drink.
And
I mean,
I got home safely
okay,
that night.
I won't donate my liver, but everything else up for
imagine
grabs.
You could die and then kill 10 more people.
You know
incredible.
What? She's yeah. offering up her blood. I don't want it.
Reverse again. Frankenstein's monster.
Whereas, I don't want to sniff her ass, so...
Hey.
I don't want to. I'm a reverse dog.
No, I'm offended by that.
This, you realize that's normal. That is just being a person.
Not for me.
Oh, sorry. We haven't taken your order yet. We'll get to you in a moment.
Sir, will you sniff my ass?
Sir, would you like some blood? Because I feel like injecting
sorry,
it in other people.
We're calling him sir. He might be a dog.
I'll say yes to one of those things.
Well, at least someone around here is going to sniff my ass.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, since I'm a reverse vampire, could you pull the stake out of my arch?
Open the door for the next one, please.
I'm so sorry. I'm only half a horse costume as well. I'm only the legs. My boyfriend broke up with me. He was my head and tail.
Well, what if I wanted to be the legs?
Well, you're always a time, what are you, boss?
So we're just doing fucking therapy today, are
you
we?
You were gonna let him be the legs. I thought I meant something to
no,
you.
No, I'm the legs, quite clearly. Look at my hooves.
Gwen, shut up. This is my weekend.
This is your weekend?
Yeah.
We agreed with
holiday. We agreed to share holidays.
Yeah, he gets Halloween, you get Christmas.
Yeah, you
don't
Christmas.
Complain about it.
I can't be a horse at Christmas.
Reindeer's
sorry,
did anyone
cool.
veto, like, check on these guests? I didn't expect a fucking bunch of couples
we broke
coming
up
in
the break room. You were 6 minutes late.
No, sorry, we used the same list from the Valentine's Day special.
Sort it out.
My bad.
Sort it out. So what are you, some kind of like weird polycule, polyamorous, like frupple
it's
situation?
It's not weird.
You have to call it weird, yeah.
It is weird.
That's really offensive.
Do you guys have an opening? In
we're
your
gay.
Polycule.
Rachel.
Sarah.
Rachel!
We are only part Rachel! Gay. One of us is definitely gay. The other ones are exploring and open to options, but you wouldn't be part of the full... thruple.
Wait, I'm sorry, I want to be monogamous. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm a lesbian who wants to be monogamous. It's so horrible. Rachel, I swear to God, if we don't leave now, I'm gonna mess my shift.
Fine, we'll go. I'm sorry, everyone. Please let me know the information to join the polycule. I'm still
Rachel!
Interested.
Terrence.
Rachel.
If you take my email, you can join our newsletter.
Terrence, get security in here, please. There's too many people falling in love in my studio.
I'm sorry we'll be leaving, but we'll be back for the Secret Santa radio special.
I'll have him then.
Security or eye tracker treating. Sorry,
okay.
Roger.
What are they dressed as?
You'll never believe this.
Are you going to tell me that they're dressed as security guards?
No, they're two clients.
Yeah, they are. Can we get the next guest in here, please? Jesus Christ. Open the doors.
Do you recognize me? I'm dressed as juror number 9. Do you recognize who I am? Trying to find the man. Put me away. Do you recognize this person?
I was just trying
fucking
to create a light TV show.
Yova, boss.
TV show. Look at me. I'm.
All right. I'm going to tell you a description now.
Okay.
It's the clothes that I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full description. I'm not great at faces. Juror number 9. He was the one who was looking shifty. I've been away for 16 years.
How did you get in here? Oh, yeah. My security guard,
call.
Sir. There's nobody there.
I was in the Valentine's list with my brother. There was a mix-up. We were both looking for love. Do you recognize me? Look at me. Leather pants. A shirt.
I simply don't care. I don't care.
I will murder this person. They put me away for life. But I get out in good behavior.
Okay.
Been really good.
Okay. Can you leave?
I will eat your nose.
Terrence, can you get rid of him?
Yeah, the security are gone.
Can you do it?
No.
I will leave on my own accord. It's just you remember me. I'm going after the children. Well, not after them.
Oh,
I fall.
What?
I'm following.
You're following children.
No, I'm following the children's path.
You're following children.
Yeah, it's just the same path.
Okay,
on the,
Dumbracken, we've got a certified.
No,
I'm
following
guy
their,
dressed as juror number 9
it's not
in
weird.
Halloween.
I'm
He's
following
a pedophile.
Their path to the houses. These kids, they're 6 kids. They worked out the optimal route through houses. So I'm going to every house. I'm saying, do you recognize me? Someday I'll find me in a house and I'll stab him dead.
Why do you think you'd be wearing the same clothes?
I was a fucking loser.
Okay.
Do you know she constantly shouts at me for killing the rabbits?
I know.
What's that about?
Listen,
shouldn't be murdering bunnies.
They're overpopulated. I'm helping the ecosystem.
Well, listen, Alan, I am going to really dedicate a segment of this interview to tell you more about what your job would be downstairs.
Thank you.
But I feel we've neglected our guest of honor. Well, I'm the guest of honor, but our star of the show.
The man who actually summoned you.
Yes, Father Patrick Gohanahan. What is it like to finally get to test out your exorcism skills? Huh? You must be feeling great.
I'm feeling perhaps a little apprehensive.
Where's he going?
No, I'd rather not know.
I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you in a minute.
He's a priest. He has to go up.
Does he?
I'll tell you in a minute. I kind of like you.
Thank you. See, yeah. I misunderstood.
You're
guys.
Fun.
I am fun, but this is why I was cast out. I'll tell you that in a minute. Oh my
Lucifer?
God. Yes, Patty. Come on, hit me. Give me your best shot.
Why are you here?
Well, okay, so your whole summoning circle was actually originally geared to get this sweet old woman who unfortunately was murdered up here. But she's in heaven, and God didn't want her bugged, so he gave me a call. And said, could I send up, what's his name again now?
Beelzebub?
That's the one. But he's doing this torture thing on this guy.
Why do you not know the name of your own colleague?
I don't know any of my colleagues' names. They're boring people.
They're not really colleagues, I guess. They're kind of your employees. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to know Alan's name, though, because that's what he's going to do.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, no. So anyway, Big B's going to come up here, but he's torturing this guy. What's his name? Adolf.
Adolf January?
No, not Adolf January. Adolf...
Oh. Hitler?
That's the one! That's the one! Yeah, so B's taking care of him, torturing him for eternity, so he couldn't take time off, so I said, you know what, I'll get my hands dirty. I'll come up and
dirty?
See Patty. Yeah.
Dirty?
Well, I'm pretty hands-off, usually. I mean, I'm just running things from an enterprise.
Yeah, but you're not
going
to do anything bad here.
Well, it all depends on Patty, because he wants to do an exorcism here, so I thought me and him could do a wee bit of sparring, I guess, you know?
What, like, sort of role-play?
No, not role-play. We're going to do this.
If we let go of each other's hands, will that send you back?
No. Unfortunately not. That's not how this works.
Mr. Lucifer, so we have the Devil Star here at the minute and the salt. Do you want me to break a line in the salt so you can leave the pentagram?
No,
Alan, no.
Can you imagine the problems that would bring to Dunbracken if we allow him to leave the circle?
Yeah, but... I mean,
call him at Dunbracken?
Yeah.
I love this place. This place is a cesspit of sin.
Yeah, so many people die.
Mary last week... is having an affair.
Did you know
that? Yes.
I did not know that. With who?
With your sister. Ooh, sorry, your sister. I'm so sorry.
She's gay.
Oh, honey. She invented gay.
God.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Jessica is.
Yeah, she's going to heaven.
I feel we're...
Gay.
There's no gay people in hell. No, not one. I really want one gay person to be bad.
I feel we're broaching upon certain ethical dilemmas.
Are you?
Father, are you going to exorcise him or not?
I think Paddy's avoiding the...
I don't think I can.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
I don't think I can.
Oh, he's admitting it.
Why?
He's the bloody devil.
I'm just going to... Oh, I'll just make a line in the salt. So if you want to leave of your own volition, you can.
No, stop him.
Oh.
Hang
oh,
get
so
off
close.
Me.
No.
So close.
No.
This is why we like you downstairs, Alan. This is why we like you.
Thank you, Mr. Star.
Trick-or-treat! Oh, look at you! You're dressed up!
Yeah, guess who I am.
Pumpkin that's running.
Sorry. Are you laughing at my child's costume? Jesus Christ, what the hell's wrong with you?
Look, I've seen good costumes tonight.
This is real pumpkin. This is real pumpkin. Yeah, it's been a couple days.
Oh, so it is rotting.
Yeah, but didn't need to laugh. Didn't need to laugh. That's like really rude.
Have you seen some of the costumes L'Oreal, that are trick-or-treating at the
moment?
Do you
want an apology? Do you want an apology?
Daddy, is my costume bad?
No, it's
not bad. It's just like, why would your parent dress you up in rotting fruit flesh?
Because it's realistic.
Why did you have to go for rotting fruit flesh?
I thought I was
a
zombie.
You could have gone for fresh fruit.
No, goddamn. No, we talked about this, L'Oreal. You're not a zombie. All I had was the pumpkin to work with. I did a pretty good job, right? Okay, not a zombie
yeah,
for the
I'm
last
a
time. If you want to be a zombie, make your own costume.
Sir, you're way too invested in your child's trick-or-treat costume.
I care about my child having a good trick-or-treat, and
I don't think you care about your child having a good trick-or-treat. I think you want to have a good trick-or-treat.
L'Oreal, are you having a good trick-or-treat? Are you having a great trick-or-treat? Why is it taking you so long to answer?
There's your answer.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Your answer, sir.
I'm having a trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treat.
It's so nice. Thank you for coming to my house. Here is the rest of the Twixes.
I get all of them?
Yes.
Daddy, it worked.
I'm closed for business after
no,
this.
No, that's not a good thing. The Twixes are bad.
Twixes are great.
But I have the left Twix and you have the right Twix. That's what we always do.
I don't
do.
Want any part of this. It reminds me of the separation.
Are you going to make me eat both Twixes?
Yeah. You get so much Twix. That's a great thing. That's really important.
Hey, to be
seen by a stranger and to be given so much Twix... That's
Why are you
a real
giving
luxury.
My kid lessons, huh? You think I didn't raise L'Oreal right? Look at her. Fantastic. Smiling. Not crying.
Dressed in rotting flesh.
It's pretty good.
Fruit flesh.
It's pretty good for a pumpkin.
It could have been fresh.
Daddy, if I eat all those Twixes, I won't fit into the pumpkin next year.
Don't talk like that. Enjoy the Twixes. Enjoy life.
Let me speak to my child.
Enjoy food. Don't limit your child's calorie intake. Jesus Christ.
I'm not. Did I do that? Maybe you're making things up.
It was inferred from what L'Oreal said to you.
Oh, I didn't say anything. What's your name? What's your name, 58? Huh? You gonna hide behind that house number?
You only need to know me as 58.
Good, because I don't want to know you anymore. If I see you around this town, I'm gonna break your ankle.
Oh, because I have one ankle.
Sorry,
I'm gonna
break your ankle. Who are you?
Sorry,
what do you want?
59. Is everything okay here?
No, it's not. I'm actually placing house arrest on 58.
Are you okay?
Wow.
Janice?
He threatened...
Oh,
don't
your
tell
name's
him my
Janice.
Name. Don't
oh.
tell him.
Sorry, I didn't want to make
Who
this worse.
Who raised you?
L'Oreal's dad? What sort of name is L'Oreal anyway?
L'Oreal picked her own name.
Guys,
I'm named after the soap.
Wait, folks,
That's what I thought. Did he name you?
It's not a soap, it's a shampoo. Get it?
It's a soap for hair.
He let me pick it.
Sir, I think we're going to need to stand down.
What are you dressed as? A loser? Yeah, are you? 59.
That's my neighbor. You leave him alone.
I'm actually on the neighborhood watch, though, sir. You're going to need to stand down.
Oh, yeah? Where were you,
Thank
like,
you, Michael.
5 minutes ago? Oh, late to the party, Michael.
I was letting the scene where it developed.
Attention! 61!
62!
64!
47! 65! I want to clarify, I'm not in the neighborhood watch, but I am surrounded by good people who are.
But you are still part of our jurisdiction.
Thank you.
We want you
Thank
part
you,
of
Michael.
This, Janice. We've said so many times. Please join us.
Really,
it'd be a laugh.
Janice?
Well, okay, maybe if...
You'd bring excellent vibe.
And when Oak Ridge Street rises, we need to be there to answer the call.
Watch. Take this man into custody and take this child into supervision.
I'll take L'Oreal.
Daddy,
yes, that
no.
is fair.
Daddy, do you have to do this at every house?
I just wanted a nice night with my kid. Okay?
Well, you shouldn't address him as a freaky-looking zombie.
It's not a zombie.
I'm not a zombie.
Pumpkin. Because she's my little pumpkin.
Zombie pumpkin.
That's what I thought.
Do you want to go live with number 58 then,
yeah.
L'Oreal, huh?
Hey, L'Oreal, my name's Janice.
Janice, what would you let me be for Halloween?
A Twix.
Could my brother be the other one?
Absolutely.
Your brother's 25. He can look after himself.
He can still be the other half of the Twix.
I wish I'd left with him.
What the hell? What
this sounds
hell?
Like a job for the neighborhood watch detective.
Did somebody call the neighborhood watch detective?
And his trusty sidekick, the dog. What?
Thank you, the dog.
L'Oreal, you want to tell them all the details you know?
See, it's classic gate of fatherly neglect, you see.
No, my daddy's a very good daddy. He just makes me dress as a pumpkin on Halloween and Christmas and sometimes my birthday.
You goddamn right, the dog.
I'm a pumpkin.
I don't know, girl. That doesn't seem like no pumpkin costume. I think we're gonna have to take you into custody there, Mr. Daddy-O.
No. I know Krav Maga.
You know, if Halloween had been like 3 days earlier, it wouldn't be a rotting costume. Okay, I'm sorry, the fridge isn't working.
Fellas, can you get off my front porch, please?
Sorry, Jonas.
Sorry, Janice.
L'Oreal, come on
sorry.
In.
Put me down.
Can I go to the school dance now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Do you want me to give you a lift?
Thank you, Janice, yeah.
All right, okay, let's go.
Father, I keep holy oil up here. Hang on, let me get it.
Well, I tell you what, while she's doing that, why don't we interview Paddy on his exorcism prayer-ess?
And some holy water.
You hold it. I'm scared.
Why don't we find out, what else have you exercised?
Oh, Father, your hands are really wet now, too.
Yeah, why are your hands so wet? I mean, it's not me, I'm not that hot.
Father, have you,
I'm roasting.
Ever done an exorcism before?
Yeah, have you, Paddy?
No.
Oh, boom. There she
have you
dropped.
Ever summoned any spirit?
Tell them about Rome. Tell them about Rome, Paddy. Tell them what happened.
Well, I attended a summoning.
Uh-huh.
In Rome.
Oh, is this a really successful one you reference whenever we
ask you?
Yeah,
you said it in all your sermons about Rome was amazing.
Constantly
and you,
talk about
and you
Rome.
You were like casting out spirits and people were converted and people were healed. You said you did healings.
You wrote a book about it.
It was a party. I was party too.
Yeah.
You wrote a
Father, book
about were
it.
You lying?
I wasn't lying. I was perhaps embellishing.
Lying?
I wanted
to
start doing it on my own. I didn't expect to bring about the bloody devil.
Father!
Listen.
Beginner's luck, maybe? I don't know.
Well, Alan, maybe for you, because obviously the ooing...
I'm starting to question everything.
You should, but there's an ulterior motive for me being here. It's not just because I wanted to call Paddy out, even though he has a book out, bestseller, titled Kicking Satan's Tutu, and let's just say I wasn't wearing a tutu to be kicked, but... I wanted a bit of exposure because I feel I'm misunderstood. I just wanted to clear the air, and I wanted to tell my side of the story, and I want to be, you know, known for other things than just internal damnation.
You want to be interviewed for a YouTube channel?
I'll get out my notepad.
This is what we like, Alan.
I can put it on my phone, film it on my phone, and then we can put it on the Dunbracken website.
Your feet are pointing towards him.
You are this close.
You're being turned.
Father.
We've already lost idiot boy over here.
He's not an idiot, he's actually a genius. Alan has... can I just tell them?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell them. Alan's actually the most successful sociopath we've ever seen. We love him, right? Yeah. So the murdering bunnies thing is just like a pastime. He just does
it's
that.
Like the tip of the iceberg?
He just screws with you with that. Listen, he has infiltrated the White House. He manipulates the president. He has been the responsible for so many conflicts on this planet. But I couldn't be prouder.
It's true, because if you just say you're the president's mother, they put a straight line through.
They do. It's a great loophole. We love Ellen.
And I have a very good president's mother's voice.
Yeah. We have a spin-off of YouTube in hell, FartTube, and we have so many channels dedicated to Alan. It's great.
Was it you that stirred up controversy in the town council?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I rang up saying I was their mothers.
It was brilliant.
That's why they all quit.
Yeah, but don't forget he murdered them then.
That's why they all died. Hang on. I thought that was an accidental bus crash.
Yeah, accidental if Alan accidentally cut the brake fluid.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, that one was an accident. I didn't mean to cut the brake. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut the brake fluid.
What were you going for?
I was just trying to rewire the engine to make it faster.
Oh, okay.
Like a sort of speed
thing? Like a speed thing. But I didn't actually plan on anyone dying. I got very obsessed with... Do you ever see, Speed 2, the one with a boat? I wanted to do that with a bus.
Sorry. Just had to get Paddy back in the room. He was getting too confident in his wee silent meditative pose. Yeah, I'm too good for you, Paddy. You can't just silently prayer me away. That's not going to work.
Right, that's it. I'm going.
No, you can't.
No, fuck you all.
Father.
No.
Take Dunbracken. I'm going back to England. Aww. Bye-bye.
Do we have any actual child guests in here today? Open the doors.
Hi, I'm dressed as Elsa. My mom painted my face.
That's so cute. Finally, I can't tell you how much I've had to deal with today. Like, it's just all these crazy people nonstop, like all these love triangles, like all these
What's
people having sex all the time.
Okay.
And like, I don't get it.
Don't forget about the thruples.
The thruples?
What does that word mean?
Explain it for your listeners.
I'm for me. Please.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I suppose it's good to be educational, right, Terrence? So a thruple is like when...
Is Elsa in a thruple?
You've got a mum and dad?
Well, it's complicated.
Is it?
My parents were supposed to be a horse for Halloween, but then they got...
Oh, you're kidding me.
They split
you're
up.
You're kidding me.
They split up.
They're here.
Yeah, they still drove me because I was really excited to be on the radio. What does that button do?
That opens the door.
I'm gonna hit it.
No!
Next... Hello, what are you supposed to be?
You're not gonna like this.
Please, don't.
Well, I'm dressed as Davy Dave from Dunbracken Blast Off 202.1 FM. He's my favorite.
You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I know, but I just love him.
How fucking dare you come
Today's
in
the
here.
Best hits.
He's a cowboy.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. When he was a cowboy that time, he had about 6 people. All of them had dressed as horses. All couples, 1 thruple. And they were all... He got to ride around on all of them. Oh, sorry, Roger. Why are you coming towards me?
The fact that you and I are breathing the same air makes me sick.
Oh, you and me both, buddy.
Hi, Roger. Just a reminder, if anything goes down in the office, we need consent forms from both parties.
Oh, this is going to be a sexual thing? Is that what that look is? You know what? I'm up for it.
I have worked to get where I am in this town for 20 years. Fucking hard work. Davy Prickson has had that job handed to him by his fucking parents.
Yeah, because he was really good. Like, they had interviews, but he was the best.
He is a con artist and a coward.
Mm-hmm. Like, in the sense of, like, a convict.
In the sense of a...
He's got the youth. He's got the youth, Roger. Is this still a sexual thing? Oh, he had that hand around my thick throat.
You have no idea
you guys
who
want some company?
You're messing with.
Sorry, just for on air, I need consent from both parties.
I consent!
Roger, we need to hear it.
Yeah, I consent! I consent this man to death!
Please! Then maybe I'll report it in Davy Dave's reports.
And I'm dressed like a pumpkin.
And as we walked the perpetrator to the holding cell for the night, I stood and stared and watched as all the kids trick-or-treated. And as we got him into the cell, I thought about my life and I thought about Sharon.
We're in the middle of an interview, come on. There comes a point. We stop bringing up Sharon. Oh, yeah. You cheated on her and she left. Get over it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so do you start this interview or am I? Probably you.
I'll be the
I want to be the bad cop.
You do it. You'd be the good cop. I'd be the bad cop.
I am the good cop. You are the bad cop. Just in capabilities. So you are accused of giving your child a proper shade Halloween costume. How'd you plead?
Guilty.
Guilty. Oh, guilty. Yep. Is he guilty of it?
Yeah. No, I fucked it.
Oh, okay.
Don't put yourself down, Dad.
I try my best.
You got the guys, red, blue, right? And that's 90% of Spider-Man.
But I got it the wrong way around.
You're the Spider-Man of this town.
He looked like a fool. I fucked it.
There's so many Spider-Mans. It's okay. Like, I look like one of them.
Darren, don't beat yourself up. You're so bad. Like, you're so bad for just beating yourself up. You shouldn't beat yourself up.
You know who didn't get bullied? That rotting child. You know who did get bullied? My child, because I fucked it.
Hey, you should lay off these guys because you're bringing a bit of... Hey, guys.
No, you stopped being bad cop. These people are good people.
Don't be in the bad cop.
They just can't use a sewing machine. And that is the problem of schools. They should be teaching seamstressy again.
I love my son so much and I wanted to give him the best Halloween ever. And I just messed it up.
I know you love your son.
Dad, even with the bad costume and the Hulk hands instead of web slingers, I still had a good time.
I was just happy to spend Halloween with you.
Same. We had a great time and we got so much candy.
That's lovely.
And I threw up because I ate too much of it and you patted my back so well, son.
So easy with the big Hulk hands. I feel like a big strong man.
There were big strong hits on my back.
That's beautiful.
There were big strong hits on my back.
You should be really proud of yourself as a father.
No, I fucked it.
This boy is just... No, you didn't fuck it. You gave him the Halloween he deserved.
Dad, I had the best Halloween ever. Even though I've been expelled from school, I'm still glad you're my dad.
I'm sorry for beating up those bullies. I tried to stop.
Did you beat up children tonight?
No, they were parents of bullies.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine then. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Done it again, Sergeant. We solved another case.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Declan King, Robert Vaughan, Gemma Burnett, Owen Heading, and Kit Rees. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.